Thank you very much.
Okay, Yeshkar, for joining on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shkolim, Chof, Shkolim, 20A, pagination page 39. Starting from the middle of the page, Halacha Gimel, Einu Mishnah. Behema shenimtzes mirushalayim v'ad migdal eder. A animal that is found from Yerushalayim until the place called Migdal Eder, uchemidasa l'chol ruach, and its radius in any direction. So wherever Migdal Eder is, but whatever that distance is, we're creating a radius around Yerushalayim where if an animal is found, it is assumed to have escaped from Yerushalayim. And the assumption is that if it escaped from Yerushalayim, presumably it's a korban. And the question is if we can do the detective work to try to figure out, at least in some cases, what kind of korban should be brought from this animal. So the Mishnah tells us, Zecharim Olos. If you have a male korban, then you can bring it as an Ola. At least that's the way the Mishnah presents it. Now, this goes through two revisions in the Gemara in Kiddushin. One revision is that it's, or qualification, is that this is only talking if it's a one-year-old korban, one-year-old animal, and they were able to tell because of the maturation of the animal. If you knew animals, you could tell. So that's number one. The zachar that we're referring to over here, that it'll follow, we'll be able to figure out what korban it could have been. It was 1 year old. Male. And the second thing, which our Gemara also alludes to, but in typical Yerushalmi style, very cryptically, you can't bring this animal as a korban ola, because it might be a shlamim. The pasuk in Chumash Vayikra clearly says that shlamim could be either male or female. So all we're proving here is that it might be an ola. And therefore what's recommended is that you wait till the animal gets a mum, a blemish, and then you can redeem it. And with that money, you can buy a korban. And the person over here who found this animal is a dedicated soul, and he's willing to buy another animal of his own, and then he's going to switch the holiness from that blemished animal. He's going to bring two animals. One in case it's an ola, one in case it's a shlamim, and the one that he's bringing voluntarily is on his shoulders because he loves Hashem. Got it?
So he's bringing.
Could you see that in you? Okay.
I could look up to that.
I could aspire to it.
He's the money, though, the Kiddushi is transferring is from the one to the other two animals.
Once it's blemished,
right,
you're entitled to redeem it.
Right, and that redemption money goes to buy the
goes
two.
To buy the one that's going to replace it.
Okay.
And you're going to have to introduce money of your own in order to purchase a second.
So you have one shlamim and one ola.
Correct.
Okay. And it doesn't matter whether the one that you replace it with is the shlamim or the ola?
Well, that's how all conditions work. I don't know which one I'm doing.
Right.
But in heaven they know.
Right. So I'm just saying, but the one that you do the transfer of the money to...
You do it in presence of both animals.
Okay. All right. Okay. I see. Okay.
Oh, whatever, but the second one, I don't know which one is going to be.
Whatever it should be, that's what it
is. If you want to briefly see it, the Gemara is so cryptic over here, but the Taklin Chadatin... If you count up, you'll see right-hand commentary, count up the first seven lines, because those are very wide, and then count up another equal size. Mm-hmm. Fourth word on the line, Ella de Mairi, the case is, in Ba'odom Lozeh, Mitzo Takona Lebehema Seilu, he wants to figure out a solution, Uvalekabel Al Atzmo Chov Kol Domeho, and he wants to accept upon himself the debt of its entire value, shehem b'safek, according to the doubt, ulahotzion l'chulin in order to take the blemished one and bring it out to secular, to mundane, to chulin. If it's a zachar, you're going to be obligated also in the value of an ola. That's how you read this Mishnah. But of course, it might be a shlamim. Okay. And that's what you're going to do. If it's a zachar, 1 year old, it could be also an ola, but of course it could be a shlamim. You're going to bring two animals, and the reason we're not worried that it's an asham is because an asham is brought from a two-year-old animal, and that's why the Gemara in Kedushin specifically wants to exclude two-year animal. We're dealing with a one-year animal. Good. Nikevos, back in the Mishnah. What happens if he finds a female animal? And the Gemara qualifies this, that it could be a chatos if it's a one-year animal. So the Gemara here qualifies and says, it's for sure a two-year animal. Notice it's not consistent in the presentation of the Mishnah. The Mishnah presumably was simply giving you cases that you will be able to do your detective work and do something with the animal that you found. And the case here is a two-year-old nekeva, zivchei shlamim, you would bring it as a shlamim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, haroi lipsachim, if an animal is fitting to be a Karban Pesach, lipsachim kodem l'regel lamed yom, then 30 days before Pesach, you could assume that it's a Karban Pesach, because that's the influx of animals in Yerushalayim. The Gemara wholeheartedly rejects this and says that a Karban Pesach is so dear to people that they keep track of it. A Karban Pesach isn't roaming. There's no extra influx in terms of runaway animals when it comes to a Karban Pesach.
His wife will kill him.
If that.
So the rabbi, so the presumption is really, so we're not talking about
We're assuming that no animal is not traceable.
Can't trace it, right.
Otherwise we're assuming, correct.
You'd call it out.
Correct, right? Correct. We're assuming the animal is not traceable. Good. Okay. The Mishnah continues. Barishona hayim mashkinin es motza'eha. In the beginning, they would force, they would take a mashkon from the person who found it, they would force him at shumevi nisacheo until he brought the wine libations that are supposed to be brought with the animal that he's bringing. The problem was, chazur liyos manichim oso borchin. People would see animals roaming outside Yerushalayim and they skedaddle, get out of here. I don't want to take it, it's a liability. Hiskinu bezdin shiu nisacheo boin mishel tzibur. So Chazal made a takana that the libations come from the public funds. And like this, you know, you'll bring it, you want it, the honor of Hashem, fine. But I'm not expending money of my own.
But didn't we just say, Rabbi, that in the first case he does have to expend money. He has to buy
nothing. Ah, gorgeous. It doesn't sound from this takana that the takana was more far-reaching than the nesachim.
Right.
This is a very good question. Perhaps a person was willing to spend money if he gets credit for a korban. He could be proud, I brought a korban. So perhaps, on someone else's korban, for me to bring the wine, like as an afterthought kind of, I don't see that. That I'm not willing to spend money. Perhaps. It's a good kasha. Good. Omer Shimon Zayin Devorim Hiskinu Bezdin V'Ze'echad Mehem. There were seven takanas that Bezdin made, and this is one of them. One of them is Nachri Sheshalach Olosim in Medina Sayom, a non-Jew who sends his Ola from somewhere, and he sent with it the wine. We're going to bring it. V'imlav, but if he didn't send the wine, then the public funds is going to take care of it, because we're not going back to him and saying thanks for the donation, but there's an extra surcharge. Like this, we take care of him and accept. V'chein ger, shemes, also, a convert who dies, v'hiniach zivachim, and he left karbanos that have to be brought, so apparently you could bring them. But im yesh lo nesachim, if they have the nesachim lined up, karevim mishalo, then we take it from him. V'im lav, but if he didn't line up the nesachim, karevim mishal tzibur, the tzibur takes care of it. Now, the Mefarshim make an observation. Why don't we say if he has assets, will government take over and will take the assets? But apparently it's not so simple, because those assets become hefker. If you go grab them, fine, you can grab them. But if you didn't grab them, you have no claim, just because he left karbanos that need nesachim. If someone else grabs the assets as they become hefka because he has no yarshim, they don't become yours. And therefore, it would, if all else fails, it's going to end up that the tzibur will take care of those nesachim. Yeshikach, thank you for joining.